All right, so let's take a look at power. Not in the sense of the power of making amends, as I've been saying it, but the power that it takes to make amends. You notice we talked about courage, humility, and love. And it's so easy to just assume that since we have read about this in the scriptures and we've talked about it, it's easy to actually do it. How many of you have found out that there have been times? How many of you can look back on times when you needed to make reconciliation, you needed to initiate, or someone else needed to initiate, and they wouldn't, or you wouldn't? Or maybe someone tried, but the other person wouldn't cooperate, whether it was you who wouldn't cooperate or the other person. Or maybe you observed two other people engaging in that kind of exchange, and one was trying to bring about reconciliation and the other was refusing. How about when one tried and the other one cooperated fully, and they were both ready to hug each other, ready to embrace and let bygones be bygones and start back moving forward in the relationship with each other? Sometimes it looks so easy. At other times, it looks so hard. I want to remind you of just how difficult it can be as we take a look at another scripture passage, Ephesians chapter 3, beginning at verse 14. I want to give you this heads up. I'm going to be reading a passage of scripture that has a verse that many people apply to gaining material things. But I want you to pay attention to this passage. Pay attention to this context, and you will see that the Lord did not have the Apostle Paul apply this particular verse that I'm going to share with you to the gaining of material things. It had to do with relationship. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 says, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us." That is a powerful verse. It is so significant. And so many people apply that to the gaining of material things. Houses, cars, money, you name it. Clothes, you name it. Let's start at verse 14 of that same chapter and read down to verse 20 and see how God was applying that verse, the context in which he put it, the meaning he gave to it. Again, Ephesians chapter 3, beginning at verse 14. "For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family," that's relationship, "in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being." Please note, the Apostle Paul's prayer was that God would take of his glorious riches and use his glorious riches to strengthen the inner being of his people. The inner being, with power that would come through his Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Why? Verse 17 tells us, "So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith." That has to do with relationship. Christ dwelling in us has to do with relationship. "So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love," love has to do with relationship. "And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power." There he is with that word power in this passage again. He already said, I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power. Now he's saying in verse 18 that you may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and how high and deep is the love of Christ. He did not say that you may grasp how to get your financial fortune. He didn't say that you may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide, long, and now deep is the faith that you need to get that car that you've been wanting. That is not what he said. He said to grasp. He wants us to be filled with power together with all the saints. Together with all the rest of the family has to do with relationship. That you may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And the love of Christ is all about relationship. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge. Knowing this love is about relationship. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge. To know that which surpasses knowledge. Yeah, what he's saying there is he wants us to experience what we learn about. Know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God, and God is love. We need to make sure that we're focusing on what God is focusing on. How can we get to the point where we are filled with love the way he is when we have all this drama in so many of our relationships? Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to, here it is again, his power that is at work within us. It takes the power of God to get us to the point where we are consistently making amends in our relationships. Yes, let's work together to make the relationships beautiful. Let's employ the power of making amends so that our relationships can be beautiful.